U.S. The 83rd Golden Globe Awards take place tonight, January 11, 2026, at the Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills, bringing Hollywood's awards season back into the spotlight at a time of deep uncertainty for the film industry. The ceremony arrives after a sluggish box office year and growing anxiety over the future of major studios, particularly Warner Brothers, one of Hollywood's most storied names. Political tensions are also in the background, with many actors and filmmakers attending the event having been openly critical of U.S. President Donald Trump's policies. Even so, organizers insist the focus will remain firmly on entertainment. Comedian Nikki Glaser returns as host for the second time and has promised a light, fast-moving show centered on humor rather than political commentary. She has said audiences should expect sharp jokes and playful jabs at some of the biggest stars in the room, including Leonardo DiCaprio. How to watch? The Golden Globe Awards will air live on CBS at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with live streaming available to Paramount Plus premium subscribers. Red carpet coverage begins earlier, with E! Going live at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Associated Press will start its live stream at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, offering celebrity arrivals, fashion highlights, and interviews on YouTube and AP News. Films to watch. The leading film nominee this year is One Battle After Another, which tops the list with 9 nominations and competes in the musical or comedy category. The film has performed strongly throughout the awards season and could dominate the night. In the drama categories, Sinners by Ryan Coogler, Chloe Zhao's Hamnet, and Joachim Trier's Sentimental Value are seen as the main contenders. A strong showing by both One Battle After Another and Sinners would be significant for Warner Brothers, which is facing major uncertainty as it awaits regulatory approval for an $82.7 billion acquisition by Netflix. The proposed deal has drawn sharp warnings from cinema groups, who fear lasting damage to movie theaters worldwide. Paramount Skydance has also submitted a rival offer to Warner shareholders, adding further tension. Key acting races. Timothée Chalamet is considered a front-runner for Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for Mardi Supreme, potentially earning his first Golden Globe after 5 previous nominations. He faces competition from Leonardo DiCaprio and Ethan Hawke for Blue Moon. In the Best Actress Musical or Comedy category, Rose Byrne is favored for If I Had Legs I'd Kick You. Cynthia Erivo, nominated for Wicked, for Good, will not attend due to her commitment to a West End production of Dracula. Drama acting categories are also closely watched. Jessie Buckley leads the Best Actress race for Hamnet. At the same time, Wagner Moura is viewed as a potential upset winner for Best Actor in The Secret Agent, competing against Michael B. Jordan for Sinners and Joel Edgerton for Train Dreams. On the television side, The White Lotus leads with 6 nominations, followed by Netflix's Adolescence with 5. Seth Rogen's The Studio, a satire of Hollywood's awards culture, has 3 nominations. The Globes also introduce a new podcast category this year, with nominees including Armchair Expert, Call Her Daddy, Smart Less, and Up First. One of the most closely watched nominees is Iranian filmmaker Jafar Panahi, whose film It Was Just an Accident earned 4 nominations. Given Panahi's long history of arrests and travel bans in Iran, a win could become one of the night's defining moments.